听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. Thanks for taking time out of your busy day to join us. We are on our second day of Ask the Expert. Yesterday we started to ask the expert. His name is Rex Manu. He was a professional basketball player here in Taiwan for 8 years. Rex himself isn't from Taiwan, and I think that's something that makes his experiences and perspectives unique. We'll hear more about that as we continue the lesson. But today's word bank words include amateur, as in I helped coach an amateur soccer team last summer. We had a lot of fun. And the second word is idol. Many people treat her like an idol, but she is really a very normal person. All right, today's reading begins on page 20 and line 12. Follow along for day two of Playing Like a Pro.
Playing Like a Pro. What are the main differences between amateur team sports in Asia and in America?
I would say that sports are probably more important than education for many people in America. In Asia, education is definitely more important than sports. Many Americans treat sports like an idol. For me, God is most important. Whenever I put myself or sports before God, there are usually negative results.
Hi, I'm Esther.
And I'm Chip. And this is our second day talking to Rex Manu about what it's like to be a professional athlete.
That's right. Yesterday, we asked him what it's like to play basketball professionally, to play basketball for a living. But today, we have a few more questions for him. And what's our first question, Chip?
Well, our first question is, what are the main differences between amateur team sports in Asia and America?
Amateur team sports. The word amateur means that you are not a professional. You do something for fun. So amateur team sports are team sports that you don't do for your living. You don't do professionally.
So professional athlete or a professional basketball player gets paid to play basketball. But an amateur basketball player, an amateur athlete, does not get paid to play the sports.
So when I played basketball, well, I was an amateur. I played that for fun, but I didn't play that for my job. Well, now let's see what Rex says. He says, I would say that sports are probably more important than education for many people in America. Wow, can you believe this?
And I think that's generally true. You have a lot of young people concentrating their energy more on advancing in their sport, like advancing in basketball, rather than concentrating their energy on advancing in their education.
You know, Chip, I would agree with you because I went to school in both Canada and Taiwan. And when I went to school in Canada, I felt like people were really into sports. Sometimes they would not study for tests, but they would always make it to their sports practice.
In our article, Rex says that in Asia, education is definitely more important than sports. And Rex goes on to say that many Americans treat sports like an idol. Esther, what is an idol?
Well, this is a very good word. The word idol, I-D-O-L, is something that you greatly admire or something you greatly worship. Sometimes we use this when we talk about a movie star. If a movie star is your idol, well, you love that movie star. You have their pictures, you have their CDs, you know everything about them. But when we talk about idol, we can say some things are your idols too, right, Chip?
Sure. And so here, when Rex is referring to sports being treated as an idol, he's almost saying that the love of sports is almost a religion for people. And perhaps that means that it's too high of a priority in people's lives.
Right. And when we talk about religion, some people, they worship something maybe made of metal or wood, and they bow down to that. And we call that God that they bow down to an idol. But Rex doesn't bow down to these idols. He believes in the God who made the heavens and the earth. And what does Rex say?
Well, for Rex, God is the most important. He is the highest priority. So whenever Rex puts himself or sports before God, or makes sports the priority, or himself the priority, instead of God, he says there's usually negative results.
Usually negative results, or usually something bad happens. Well, we see that Rex is someone who is very committed to what he does, and also he believes that playing professionally is different from playing amateur sports, because when you are professional, you have to act well in front of other people, and he also believes that God is most important.
Okay, we're going to watch a skit now and then take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, Coach, what's the difference between amateur sports in Asia and amateur sports in America?
Well, in America, some people think sports are more important than education.
Really? Mm-hmm. What about in Asia?
Well, education is definitely more important.
Hmm. How about you, Coach? Which is more important to you?
I think God is more important. I want to keep Him first in my life.
God?
Mm-hmm. Yes, if anything else becomes an idol to me, bad results usually happen.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, tell me, which do you enjoy more, playing sports or coaching?
Playing is more fun. You jump, run, sweat, and try to win. Coaching is stressful. You stand, plan, and encourage the players.
So you prefer playing?
Yes, but I like being a coach too. I can play an influential role in the lives of my players.
Hmm. Wow. Well, yeah, you know, that's important.
Yeah. Coaches should be mentors and have positive influence.
You're right. Well, you're a mentor to me, Coach. Thanks for your positive influence.
You're welcome. Now go out there and play like a pro.
All right.
All right. Welcome back, everyone, to Studio Classroom Worldwide. Well, in the world of sports, after men and women finish their careers as players, many will take the knowledge and passion they have for their game and become coaches. This is what Rex Manu did. We'll continue our interview with Rex, but first, to help us out, we should preview two words. The first word is stressful. As in, you shouldn't interrupt them. It has been a very stressful week. And the second word is influential. Martin is one of the most influential businessmen in town. Okay, let's continue now with the reading. We're on page 21. Follow along, please, on line 5.
Playing like a pro. How is being a coach different from being a player?
It's easier to be a player than a coach. As a player, The game is like a workout. You sweat, run, and jump while trying to win. As a coach, you stand, plan, and encourage the players on the court. Coaching can be stressful, and good coaches need a lot of administrative skills.
Which do you prefer?
At the professional level, I prefer being a player because it's more fun. But I like being a middle school and high school coach. You can play an influential role in the lives of your players. Coaches should be mentors and have a positive influence.
Well, now, friends, we're going to ask Rex our second question today, which is, how is being a coach different from being a player? Now, remember, yesterday we said the word coach means the person who trains a team how to play well.
And Rex, right from the start, says that it's easier to be a player than a coach. And he has some reasons for that. As a player, the game is like a workout. What is a workout, Esther?
Well, a workout is when you exercise, a time you exercise. So he says you run, you jump, you play, and you want to win. But as a coach, it's different because you have to think and plan and be aware of what's happening.
Right. You're planning, you're strategizing, or you're creating a strategy for how the team should play. You're encouraging the players to play well. You're motivating them. Lots of different skills are needed to coach a basketball team.
That's because being a coach is like being a leader. It's like being a teacher in a classroom. So Rex says, coaching can be stressful. Coaching can be stressful. Now, if you are stressful, how do you feel?
Well, that word means full of stress or full of anxiety, full of worry, maybe full of fear that you will not do very well.
That's right. You might be afraid. If you are stressful, you feel like there are so many things on your mind and you have to make many, many decisions. But Rex says good coaches need a lot of administrative skills. Now, this is a big word, administrative. And what does it mean?
Well, administrative actually comes from the verb administer. And whenever you're administering anything, that means that you are managing that something. So a manager or a boss needs to have good administrative skills, good skills used in managing people.
Right. If you are someone who administers, then you have lots of administrative skills. And then you are also in administration. So that's the noun. And why does he say this? Well, as a coach, there are many details, many things you have to organize, so you need a lot of administrative skills.
As a coach, you would need to know how to motivate the members on the team. You would need to understand how to give correction, how to tell a team player that, you know, you need to do this a little better, without embarrassing that team player. So correcting without embarrassing, that's an important administrative skill.
Yes, and even though coaching can be very stressful, but if you have good administrative skills, then it helps you. What do you think, Chip?
I think so.
Now let's go on to our third question for Rex today. And we ask him, which do you prefer? Would you rather be a coach or would you rather be a basketball team player?
And Rex says at the professional level, he prefers being a player because it's more fun, which means that he has more fun getting paid money to play a game.
But, and anytime you see but in a sentence, you need to wake up and pay attention because it means something is very important. He says, but I like being a middle school and high school coach. So Rex enjoys his job and he enjoys coaching and helping middle and high school students know how to play basketball better.
So even though it's not as fun as playing professional basketball, he thinks it's still maybe better, because you can play an influential role in the lives of your players, in the lives of middle school students.
Now, if you are influential, it means that you have a big influence or a big effect on someone. We can also say if someone is influential, then they have a big impact. Maybe there's a teacher who has been influential in your life, and this is what Rex wants to be. He wants to make an impact on the lives of other people.
And Rex says that coaches could be or should be mentors that have a positive influence. So, influential mentors. And that word, mentors, is one of our more information words, isn't it?
That's right. And it means your guide. So, be a positive influence on others. Now, let's talk with Rex, and later we'll go to the chat room.
Hi, everybody. I'm Simon, and Studio Classroom's back with Rex Manu again today. We're going to talk about professional basketball and life. How are you today, Rex?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
That's good. Rex, you mentioned yesterday that you had some influential role models who directed you towards basketball. Can you tell us a little bit more about those role models?
Yes, relationships are very important to me. And so, of course, yesterday I talked about my coach. He spent a lot of time with me. At school and also outside of school. So he influenced me greatly. And so through him, through that relationship, not only did I like basketball, but I just liked, I also enjoyed that relationship that a coach and myself had. And so that was kind of like, that really helped me out to pursue basketball even more in high school. The second person is my brother. He really helped me out, because just helping me to answer questions in life. And so through him, he helped me out in times where I would struggle. After college, I tried to get a job by playing basketball. It didn't work out. He encouraged me to really seek God, because God has a wonderful plan for my life. And I did. And after I sought God, an opportunity arose here in Taiwan, and I was invited to come here to play, and I did, and so I played from 1992 to the year 2000.
Mm. Rex, you mentioned that you almost didn't make it as a professional basketball player. Do you have any advice for any of our Studio Classroom students who might be thinking about pursuing a career in professional sports?
Well, balance is one of the keys to life. We all have dreams. Pursue it, but make sure you get your college degree, because that's always a backup to pursue other areas in your life. So I did play basketball, but I'm not doing that anymore. I'm a PE teacher, and much of that has to do with getting a college degree. So I'm very thankful for that.
That's terrific. Thank you so much for talking to us again today, Rex. It's been a great pleasure being here with you.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Vicky.
And I'm Ken. Today, we continue to look at this Ask the Expert article. And our expert this month is Rex Manu.
Rex makes a distinction between being a player and a coach. He says, as a player, the game is like a workout. You sweat, run, and jump while trying to win.
So, Vicky, what does he mean when he says the game is like a workout? Is he referring to the game or sport of basketball or a particular game he played?
Actually, it's neither. A game here means any game he played in. So whenever he played in a game, he got a workout.
I see. Rex 在这里讲的 game 并不是指某一场比赛，也不是指篮球这项运动。The game 就是广义的比赛、竞赛。对 Rex 而言，身为一个球员，任何一场比赛都是一个 workout。 So, what is a workout?
A workout is just another way of saying exercise. It is used as a noun in the lesson, but if we break up the word, to work out becomes a verb phrase.
So, can I say I like to work out in the morning?
You can. That simply means you like to exercise in the morning.
Workout 就是 exercise 比较口语的讲法，比如说 How was your workout this morning? 你今天早上的运动如何？我们也可以把 workout 拆开来变成一个动词片语 To work out 就等于 to exercise.
But Vicky, I've heard someone say that their marriage didn't work out. What does that mean?
Well, that's a different definition of workout, meaning to prove effective or successful.If someone's marriage didn't work out, then that means the marriage had failed, and the couple is probably no longer together.
I see. To work out 还有另外一个用法，表示产生结果、成功的意思。而这个用法通常是用于否定语气。如果一件事 didn't work out, 就表示它失败了。Their marriage didn't work out, 他们的婚姻失败。
Let's go to Michelle now and see what she has for us today.
Hi everyone, Michelle. 首先我们看的是 idol 这个名词。Idol 是指偶像。例如 ,the people in this village used to worship a gigantic idol in the shape of a monkey. 这个镇上的人以前会拜一个巨大的猴子形状的偶像。Idol 也指崇拜的人或东西。例如 ,Michael Jordan is Ricky's idol. He has his posters everywhere in his room. 麦克乔登是 Ricky 的偶像。他的房间到处都贴满他的海报。接下来我们看的是 administrative 这个形容词，据它的中译在 mi 这个音节念成 administrative。administrative 是指管理的或行政的。例如 ,these administrative arrangements should have been planned before the meeting. 这些行政上的安排应该在会议之前就计划好的。或者是 ,Wesley is one of our administrative staff. Wesley 是我们的行政的员工之一。最后我们看的是 influential 这个形容词，注意 T 在这里是发 sh 的音，念成 influential。influential 是指有影响力的，或者是势力很大的。例如 ，My parents play an influential part in my choice of career。我的父母亲对我在职业上的选择具有很大的影响力。或者是 Larry writes for an influential political magazine。Larry 为一家很有影响力的政治方面的杂志社撰文。And don't forget to come back next time for more language tips. Goodbye and take care.
Playing like a pro. What are the main differences between amateur team sports in Asia and in America?
I would say that sports are probably more important than education for many people in America. In Asia, education is definitely more important than sports. Many Americans treat sports like an idol. For me, God is most important. Whenever I put myself or sports before God, there are usually negative results.
How is being a coach different from being a player?
It's easier to be a player than a coach. As a player, the game is like a workout. You sweat, run, and jump while trying to win. As a coach, you stand, plan, and encourage the players on the court. Coaching can be stressful, and good coaches need a lot of administrative skills.
Which do you prefer?
At the professional level, I prefer being a player because it's more fun. But I like being a middle school and high school coach. You can play an influential role in the lives of your players. Coaches should be mentors and have a positive influence.
Well, we would like to thank Rex Manu for sharing his thoughts and experiences with us these last 2 days. We'll talk with another expert next month, and I believe it has to do with our health, so you don't want to miss that. Friends, is tomorrow your birthday? If so, you share it with a famous American president, Abraham Lincoln. And that's who we're going to talk about tomorrow. We hope you join us for that. Until then, have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.